Hello, welcome back to the Conscious Code series on the Embody Me podcast. I'm Crystal Renee, the Soul Brand Alchemist, and my goal is to help you infuse who you truly are into your business, into your brand, embody all of your authentic essence, show up in your power, and therefore attract all of your aligned clients, opportunities, business partners, and desires. So if you're somebody that feels like your business, your brand is not representing the full magnificence of the impact that you know you're here to make, or it's just not, doesn't feel visually aligned, it doesn't feel like you, or maybe you want some more clarity on what your true soul's purpose is here on this planet, or you just want to come into full alignment with who you truly are in your brand and in your business, where you may find yourself hiding in your business, not showing up fully because your brand just, it doesn't feel like you. And you're really seeking your purpose. You're seeking your niche. You're really trying to understand your messaging behind what you do and how to attract the people that align with you, that feel good to you, your soul clients. I totally understand because I went through this whole journey over the last 4 years trying to come into alignment with my soul's true purpose and what I came here to best contribute to the human collective, to raise the frequency of the planet, because that's my ultimate goal, through people, through creative aspects, through helping them step into their power. And through my human design and gene keys, I was able to really get clarity and come into true alignment with what I'm really here to do. And it's funny because I heard my higher self telling me to go in the direction of branding and marketing. And to me, it didn't feel like it was powerful enough to help raise the frequency of the planet. I didn't think that I could really help raise anyone's frequency through this work. And my brand started out as Confidently Lit, and then I really started tapping into the mindset and spiritual side of things and the manifestation side of things, and I changed my brand to Consciously Lit, and I got certified as a master mindset coach, spirituality, manifestation, life purpose coach. I got certified in all of those things, and I tried to create my business around that, but for some reason, it just didn't feel like I was fully aligned with that. Although I love the work, I felt like an imposter showing up online in my business, in my brand. I was not consistent. I just didn't feel fully confident in what I was doing. And I had to be real with myself. And that's when I really started diving into human design and the gene keys, because I felt so passionately moved by the change that it made in my life. Plus, I'm obsessed with astrology, and it all just made sense to me. I love archetypes, which is why I studied all 64 human design gates and gene keys. So I knew that I was in a realm that I wanted to be in this specific niche when it comes to human design and the gene keys. But I kept hearing my soul telling me, my higher self, Crystal, branding, marketing, and finally, one day I made a post that I was going to offer these services as a passion project on the side, and I immediately got clients. And the feedback that I received from my clients was, it brought so much clarity to my true purpose, and it made me realize that I actually am helping these women raise their frequency. I'm helping them reconnect with their inner child. I'm helping them embrace their shadow and tap back into their creativity. And my vocation sphere in the gene keys happens to be gene key one, line three. And line three is all about strategy. And the first gene key is about bringing freshness and beauty, creating freshness and beauty. And that's what I do in these women's brands. And I want to share this knowledge. So my professional corporate background, I was a digital marketing and cable TV advertising account executive for NBC and Comcast. And those were definitely my favorite jobs that I've ever had when I was working in corporate. And whenever I decided to leave and start my own business, I was really just trying to figure it out, what my niche was, what my specialty was. I just knew ultimately I wanted to help women raise their frequency. And it all came in alignment. I had to go through all of that in order to finally come into alignment with what I'm doing now. And now that I understand this, it brought so much clarity to my specific gene keys. My brand sphere, which is Gate 59, is all about creating intimacy and transparency in your brand by being vulnerable. My pearl sphere is Gate 10, which is all about being your authentic self and loving yourself for who you truly are and showing up as yourself and knowing that you will attract everything that is meant for you to you. And then my purpose sphere is Gate 9, which is about taking the steps in creation of something in order to manifest or climb the mountain, get to the top of the mountain, whatever that hypothetical mountain may be. And my radiance sphere is Gate 16, which is about skills and mastery and taking all these different elements and putting it into one creation, which is what I've done with my brand by taking all of these elements, human design, gene keys, marketing and branding, along with my creative skills and my artistic skills, and just kind of tying it all into one beautiful, well-rounded bundle of my ultimate purpose and what I'm bringing to the table here. So this is what I'm helping my clients with. And speaking of that, I actually have a 5-day free branding workshop called Impact by Design going on in my Facebook group. I'll go ahead and put the link in the show notes. Definitely want to click on that and get yourself registered if you are an entrepreneur. A lot of you here are, and that's how you got drawn to human design and the gene keys in the first place, through some kind of self-development work. That's how I discovered these modalities. But for those of you who feel like you need to up-level your brand, or you feel like your brand just doesn't reflect the impact that you know that you're here to make, or you just want your brand to feel more aligned to who you truly are at a soul level, your business doesn't feel like you don't feel aligned in what you're doing, you want to really hone in on what your true niche is and what your gifts that you're here to bring to the collective are, definitely go ahead and register for the Impact by Design free 5-day branding workshop. The link is in the show notes. And with that being said, today we are talking about Gate 37, which is the bond establisher. And in human design, it's called the gate of friendship or the gate of peace. It's located in the emotional solar plexus center, going towards the will, ego, or heart center, connected to Gate 40, which creates the channel of community. And that's a design of being part of seeking a whole. In the gene keys, it's called family alchemy. And in the I Ching, it's called the human family. Wind carries the wildfire. So this is in the tropical sign of Pisces and the Vedic sign of Aquarius. And the overall energy of Gate 37 revolves around the creation and maintenance of community, family, and social harmony. This gate possesses a profound emotional component, underlining the importance of belonging and connection. It's characterized by its strong communication, the capacity to establish and respect boundaries, and an unwavering commitment to equality and respect for all members within its sphere of influence. It also represents the embodiment of the tribal and familial spirit. It emphasizes the value of maintaining strong family bonds, nurturing relationships, and ensuring the well-being of the community. The energy of this gate also respects and fosters individuality, promoting peace and preserving emotional balance. It thrives in mutual cooperation and understanding, empowering individuals and supporting communities simultaneously. So it's all about emotional wisdom, understanding the need to address and manage emotions effectively for the good of the self and also the collective. So let's talk about the shadow of Gate 37, which is weakness. And this highlights the challenges of being overly emotional or submissive, leading to a lack of genuine support and connection within familial or communal relationships. So in the shadow, the repressive nature or the more introverted nature is over-sentimental. And this is inauthentic giving, ruled by emotions and not their hearts, where you have a dreamy mentality that lacks the inner strength to take a stand for yourself. You're a victim of your own emotions. You hide behind and within your emotions, which blinds you to the deeper truth inside you. And you can be draining for others to be around because you're addicted to these high emotional states. And in the reactive nature, or if you're more of an extroverted person, you can show up as being cruel. And this is where you project your fears, seeing only inequality. You see others as over-sentimental, which is the opposite, right? It's like the polarized version of this. And you'll take advantage of those people. You'll take advantage of their good nature. And you need willing victims in order to rise up in the community. So in your shadow, you may find yourself anxious about conforming to traditional roles and expectations. And this could mean following preset paths in your family or community, or adhering to societal norms that may not resonate with your true self. You have a strong desire to be a part of a group, family, or community, and that could lead you to an unhealthy level of attachment. And this could mean valuing the needs of the community over your own. And that leads to self-sacrifice or neglect of your personal needs. If you do not take responsibility for your emotions, you may project those onto others. And this can come across as cruelty or meanness, which can damage the relationships and lead to conflict. And this gate is all about bonds. And in your shadow, it's almost like you're afraid of the bonds, or your over-emotionality can restrict you from creating bonds because people get annoyed with the dramatized emotions. And you may struggle for peace. You may find yourself in a constant battle to find it. And that leads you to trying to control external circumstances to foster that internal tranquility that you're looking for. And this could lead to frustration and discontentment when things don't go as planned. And you may have an overemphasis on maintaining boundaries, or you might sacrifice yourself for unity. So it's one extreme or the other. And then in the shadow of weakness, you're giving to others in order to climb the ladder in your tribe, in your community. You can be just cruel and mean to people in order to get recognition in your tribe. Because ultimately, you find yourself constantly seeking reassurance that you'll receive something in return for your contributions to your tribe. And this can stem from a deep-rooted fear of lack of support, which can create stress and tension. So you fear lack of support, or if you don't want to be trapped in traditional family roles within a community or a family, or even a friendship. But in your gift, which is equality, that actually brings the transformation of giving and receiving within the family or community, which is rooted in genuine respect for individuality and uniqueness. And in your gift, you have very strong communication skills where you possess like a natural ability for open and healthy communication. And it helps in resolving conflicts, establishing clear expectations of others, fostering that mutual understanding, that bond between you and another within your community, within your family, within your tribe. And you know how to maintain healthy boundaries. You respect others' personal space and privacy. You view everyone as equal to yourself. You put others on the same pedestal, the same plane that you put yourself on. You don't judge them. You love that everyone has their own individual nature, which is very Aquarius and Pisces of you. And as far as your emotions go, you have an emotional wisdom where you understand the importance of handling emotions wisely. And you tend not to let your emotions dictate your actions. And instead, you use your emotional intelligence to navigate personal and interpersonal challenges. And you build those strong family bonds. And you play a crucial role in keeping your family or community closely knit. Your efforts contribute to creating an environment of support, cooperation, and mutual respect. And that brings us to the city of tenderness. That signifies the embodiment of the highest form of love, similar to the Christ consciousness. And if you think about the tenderness that Christ had with everyone, everyone he saw as equal, he did not judge anyone for anything. He put himself in rooms with people that were nothing like him and treated everyone with respect and fairness. That's what tenderness and Christ consciousness is all about. You have a very nurturing nature where you're warm and friendly and you make others feel comfortable and accepted. And this quality helps you build strong emotional connections with those around you. You're all about community service, encouraging cooperation within your tribe, promoting peace within your tribe, and respecting everyone's individual nature. So if you have this gate or gene key in your chart, you can use this to create bonds between you and business partners, you and your clients, you and anyone that you work with, anyone that comes into your field. You have the capacity to create deep bonds with them by treating them as equals and teaching others how to treat others as equals and how to create those bonds as well, how to create contracts and relationships with integrity and service, and making sure that everyone's needs within your tribe are met, and doing it out of love, not out of what you'll gain in return. That's ultimately what this gate is all about. Being in your gift of equality, everyone is equal to you, and you're doing it for the betterment of the whole, not for yourself. And here are some contemplative questions if you have this gate active. In what ways can I foster deeper communication and better boundaries with my family? In what ways can I practice emotional wisdom and empowerment in my daily life? And what have my experiences taught me about communication with my family or close-knit group? And here are some tips that you can use to further embrace the shadow of weakness and further embody the gift of equality and tenderness. Recognize your emotional needs. It's crucial to take care of your emotional well-being by understanding your emotions and needs, and you can prevent them from overwhelming you or dictating your actions. Practice healthy communication. This involves being open, honest, and respectful in your interactions with others, and making it a habit to express your feelings and thoughts in a clear, non-aggressive manner. And foster equality. Treat everyone in your family or community with respect and fairness. This creates a sense of belonging and strengthens the bonds within your group. And that was Gate 37, the Bond Establisher. The gate of friendship, creating those bonds by treating everyone fairly, respectfully, equally, having that Christ consciousness. A very beautiful gate. And with that being said, I will see you guys again when the sun transits into the next human design gate. Mwah.